Are you ready to make room for love? Stay tuned for my conversation with Dr. Love. That's right. I'm having a conversation about relationships and love with Dr. Love. Welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and I am your host. This podcast is here to empower you to declutter your mind, space, and life. I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and if you're listening for the very first time, I want to welcome you. I hope you are having a great start to your week. In this episode, we've got some exciting things lined up for you. Dr. Tori Love will be sharing what we need to let go of to make room for love in our lives. I will also be sharing my favorite product, app, repurpose, and book suggestion for this week. And I also want to ask you, as we're making room for love, when was the last time you deleted those old voicemails and text messages? We're making room for love in this session. So, in case you did not know, Americans in total are expected to spend $25.9 billion on Valentine's Day. Now, this is an estimate taken from 2023. According to the National Retail Federation and Prosperous Insights and Analytics, one of the highest spending years since the NRF began tracking Valentine's Day in 2004. $25.9 billion. Which is why I wanted to invite Dr. Tori Love Griffin, LPC, aka Dr. Love, and she's a licensed professional counselor, an Amazon number one best-selling author, transformational life coach, and creator of the exciting license to date relationship training programs for teens, college students, and adults. She is also the CEO of Love Living Life Today, LLC, counseling and coaching services, and the author of the hit Fall Wildly in Love, It's My Time, Guru Goal Series, and My Little Book of Wisdom, 52 Lessons I've Learned from Living Life. She is committed to helping men, women, young and old create exquisite, delicious, and beautiful relationships. Her audiences leave energized and invigorated, empowered to be their authentic selves, creating lives and relationships that make them love living life. Well, I can't wait to share this conversation with you with Dr. Love. It's going to be exciting. So again, you know, just sit back, listen. But then you probably want to listen again. And I know you are going to want to share this with somebody you know.
Did you know that over 40% of Americans have a hard time swallowing pills? So when it's time to take your vitamins, large capsules and pills are out of the question. We know that gummy vitamins exist, but they're full of sugar, they get stuck in your teeth, and they only contain a fraction of the nutrients you need. Luckily, Easy Melts has discovered the ultimate vitamin sweet spot. Vitamins that melt in your mouth, taste like a treat, and are packed with nutrients ready for absorption, all without an ounce of sugar. For a limited time, Easy Melts is giving listeners a free 3-month supply of vitamin D3 with their first purchase. To claim your free D3 vitamins, visit try.easymelts.com/spring24. That's try.easymelts.com/spring24. Say goodbye to the old way of taking your vitamins and say hello to the easy way.
Hello and welcome to Got Clutter, Get Organized, the conversation. I'm excited because, well, of course, in a couple of days, it's going to be Valentine's Day. But we have Dr. Love here. She is a relationship and a love coach. So we're going to be just having a conversation about those of you who may be watching and listening. You know what you're saying? You know what? I'm ready. I'm ready to have some love in my life. We're going to talk about just some strategies on how you can do that. So Dr. Love, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Janet, so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Valentine's Day is one of my favorite days. It's one of my most uncomfortable days as well for certain people, but I love it. And I'm so grateful I have a chance to talk with you about love today.
So before we talk about love, there's a couple of things I wanted you to talk about. One, what made you decide to become a love and relationship coach? But also, you wrote a book and it's called Fall Wildly in Love. It's My Time, the Guru Gold series, if I'm correct. So yeah. What made you write the book, but also just decided to become a love and relationship coach?
Okay, so let's go way back, not that far, to high school. When I was in high school, it turns out that I had friends who were dating and they didn't know I knew that they were dating. So they were together. Then one of them did something wrong to the other. So the young lady came to me and said, oh no, this happened. What do I do? I said, here's what you do. Dibba dabba da, dibba dabba da. And she said, okay. And then after that class, he came to me and said, oh, I messed up. Here's what I did. I said, it's no problem, no problem. All you got to do is such and so. Okay. Now let me know. Okay. So the next, you know, lunch happened after that. She came back and said, he did this and it was wonderful. We're back together. Oh, and, you know, the little lights in her eyes. And then he came by and he said, and I said, this is a very interesting thing I've done here. Maybe I should do this again and again. And I did. I kept doing it again and again. And it became something that I loved and began to pursue and got all the way through college and then began to focus on relationships, psychology, all of that. Just the interaction between people, interpersonal and intrapersonal relationships. That's kind of where my studies took me. And I've just kind of continued. And then the last thing that you mentioned is the book, The Fall Wildly in Love, the Guru series, Guru Gold. And the idea is that each of us can fall wildly in love should we know how to, should we know that we should, and should we begin to do that. And that's when we find ourselves in the love zone. I call it the love zone. When we're in the love zone, we are irresistible. Totally irresistible. Mm. Totally. And I just say we should spend more of our time in that zone.
Well, you know, you bring that point up, Dr. Love. And one of the things that I found out is that on Valentine's Day, and this was 2023, $25.9 billion was spent Valentine's Day. So my first question to you is for people who, you know, really would like to have love in their lives. What are some of the maybe things that because in the past it just what didn't work out? What are some of the things that we need to maybe begin to do moving forward and not do some of those things, those habits, those things that we do to just kind of don't attract what we really want in life?
I'm glad you asked me that question because just the mere question implies that we are not all aware of how much we do have because we're so focused on what we think we don't have. So let's look at whether or not we have love in our lives. The honest to God answer is yes. We have so much love in our lives. We have more love in our lives than we give credit to. And the very first thing I'm going to recommend to everyone, especially those who are looking for a specific love relationship that may not have formed at the moment. Okay, that's fine. But step one, before we get to step 10, step one is acknowledge and recognize what we do have. What do I have in my life? Where is the love in my space? Some of it is family love. It comes from family members. That's okay. That's great. Check the box. Some of it comes from friends that we've had for quite some time. Some of these are new friends. How do our friends treat us? How do those family members treat us? Well, they're kind, they're loving, they're supportive, they're present, they're always available. They share space and time with us. Check those two boxes, family love, friend love. What about some of the people that I spend time with during the day? Do I have coworkers, colleagues? Do I have people in my life that I spend time with at all, that I talk to at all? I have people who love me, love talking to me, love being in my presence, love what I say, support and value me and who I am and my opinion. Check, check, check. Okay, we've got three boxes checked. Let's just stop there. No, let's go further. There are strangers out there that we encounter. They're those social and associates, friends that we have that we don't see very often. But when we do see them, they're present. They're enjoying us. They're loving us. That's all called love. When we first recognize that we do have it, and we speak of it as if we did have it, and recognizing those who give it to us, and go to them verbally, by text, letters. I don't know. Does anybody know how to write a letter anymore? Write a whole letter, maybe a card, and express gratitude for what we do have. That in and of itself is an assignment, but could take quite a while if you really look at all the love you do have. And Janet, the reason I say you have to start there before you get to step 10 is you don't skip from the ground level to the landing. You step one step, then two, then three, then four. What's the next step? Well, the first one is acknowledging, recognizing what we do have. The second step I'm going to say is have a little gratitude about that. Be grateful and express that gratitude. How about that? How about that? What about that? Just letting people know that we do enjoy them, that we do acknowledge what they do for us. And some of them have never been thanked. Some of them have been taken for granted. Now, what are we doing? We're building muscle. Why? Because when you do get to step 10 and you do have Mr. Miss Love in your life, you're going to have to acknowledge every little thing they do to encourage them to do even more. So when we start practicing now what we want to be practicing then, and we make it a natural part of ourselves and our lives, then it isn't so foreign when love shows up. We don't have to start from scratch and say, oh, wait a minute, I got to go back. No, I'm here. I'm ready. I've been practicing showing love and appreciation and gratitude, and I've been valuing the people in my life. Now, you have to have your boundaries, please. Please do not underhear that. You must practice your boundaries with the people that you have in your life so that you're clear with them and they're clear with you as to where they fit. But as you are climbing this, we'll call it a staircase of love, if you're aware of your steps, if you're aware of what you do have, if you're willing to shift your vernacular and change what you're saying to yourself and others, and maybe do just a little teeny shift, maybe just a 2-degree turn, by the time you get to the top of that landing, you'll be so far further and in a much better space because you've spoken differently. We have to stop all of this down in the mouth about love and ourselves and what's not working and who's not there and who didn't do what and who won't do what. Come on, man.
And you're so right, because even I had to change the way I spoke, because so many people were saying, oh, Janet, you're alone. And I'm like, you're lonely. You're alone. And I says, now wait. I says, I live alone. I says, but I'm surrounded by people. I said, I've got neighbors. I've got friends. I've got godchildren. I said, all of that. I said, so yes, I am what you would call single, but I am not lonely. So you're right. You have to change that language, because it's like once you change the language, it's like a shift in how you feel about yourself.
Yes.
So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. So, okay, you said, you know, really gratitude and really looking at the love. So for somebody who is like, they're like, okay, it's Valentine's Day. I don't have a Valentine's. And of course, I would first of all suggest really don't feel bad about you. Don't feel bad. And you know, I buy myself roses, Dr. Love.
Yes.
I buy myself chocolates.
Yes.
You know, I treat myself whenever there's no one in my life. I treat myself. But what are some things that people can do? Because they're looking at the calendar. Of course, you know, for weeks now, we've seen nothing but the big hearts in the stores with all the stuffed animals. What can they kind of do to really celebrate it until that person comes into their lives?
I love that question again, because Valentine's Day has, I have a history with Valentine's Day, because when I was very young and Valentine's Day merchandise began to show up, and when I didn't have a particular person that I was aiming at, who was aiming at me as a romantic love partner, I became depressed. Do you know how many people become depressed this time of year? Just from Christmas, when Valentine's Day things started showing up, people began to feel as though they weren't loved, weren't lovable, weren't in love, weren't capable of finding love, and were then beginning to lower, willing to lower their standards and begin to do things as if they were in love when they are not. when they are not. But ma'am, sir, you are just as lovable on the 13th of February as you are on the 14th and 15th of February. Please, please see yourself as absolutely fabulous, dynamic, and delightful all year long. February, June, March, January, it does not even matter, because that's the truth. Now, remember, we are caught in a marketing cycle. We are being used to pay our good money to every person who's female, or maybe some males, during this holiday. So if you're a father, an uncle, a nephew, a boyfriend, a husband, any of that, ex, any of that, you are expected to give every woman in your life something. That's too much, sir. You don't have to do that. Your mom doesn't deserve a Valentine's Day card, and your sisters and your nieces. Come on, that's too much. And women are certainly expected to have somebody spend X hundred dollars on them and do the whole flowers and the gifts and the experience and blah, blah, blah. I would dare say, let's turn all of that off and simply see this as a time of celebration, as a time when the people we want to go see in concert are on sale right now. We can go down the street and see ABC, Elemental P, all of our favorite artists. They're in town. They're showing up. There are all kinds of events that you can go do. You get a couple of friends who are friend who like that kind of thing and say, this is our time to go do all that stuff at a discount, at a 2-for-1 price that we couldn't do before, because now all of the world wants us to come out. We get to dine where we want to. We get to go see the shows we want to go see. We get to have the experiences and these long weekend. Are you kidding me? What? I wait for February to come because I know I'm going to see my favorite musicians. I'm going to see great, great activities go on in my city that I have to take advantage of. And you know what else? You don't have to take a particular love interest to all of these things or any of these things. You don't have to have someone outside of yourself purchase for you the things that you want. You have cash. Spend it. You spend it all year long. Mm-hmm. You spend all kinds of stuff. Christmas. Mm-hmm. Go online, get that deal. One year I made these really lovely blankets that had all the people I love on it because the Valentine's Day deal was on. That bad boy was 80% off. What? I said, this is the time of year. So what I'm saying is, for one, see this as a high. You shift your thoughts and create your experience. When you shift your thoughts to this is a good thing, guess what? It becomes a good thing. You make great memories, take great photos. I don't know, you go to slumber parties, all kinds of things can happen, okay? And do not degrade yourself, though.
And you're right, because one of the things I do, Dr. Love, is I send texts to all of my female friends, married, single, divorced, widow, all of them get a Valentine's greeting from me.
Excellent.
And that's just a way. Like you said, it's all about the love. It's not necessarily a love like in a relationship type where it's romantic. It's just a love. To me, it's just a love day. It's another day just to share the love with somebody who really means a lot to you.
Sharing the love is one of those steps on the 10 steps to getting yourself to where you want to go. Because when you have this love interest in your life, your job on a full-time basis is to start showing love. And if you've been sitting around crusty for the past XYZ waiting and haven't even offered love to anybody, how do you think you're going to all of a sudden be able to turn it on 100% 24/7? You got to turn that thing on now.
That is so true.
What? Come on.
That is so true. That is so true. So, Dr. Love, I mean, you shared a lot of information with us, and we're going to talk about how your books and just definitely how people can get them. But my one question is, I ask all of my, clients, all of the people that I interview and have conversations with, is how do you stay organized? Because you're a coach, you're an author, you know, you have a social life. So how do you manage it all?
Okay, so you know those things called planners and journals?
Yes.
I use a planner. I kind of made it myself because I needed it customizable to my needs. And it does a lot of things for me. So for one, it keeps me organized with calendars that I can look at, and then calendars that are, you know, day at a glance. I mean, a whole month at a glance. So I can see everything I'm supposed to be doing and where I'm supposed to be and where my free time is and where my phone time is and when where my play time is. You know, I have to be able to see that because I have to carve out time when I get to do absolutely whatever I want. So my planner tells me what I'm going to do, but the journal aspect of it tells me what I did. Mm. I get to mind my day. I get to go back and say, what did I learn today? I get to go back and say, what is it that I will remember most about the day? Did I make a memory with anyone? Is there something that I definitely want to remember about this? Was there something sad that happened? Did we lose anyone? So I get to do both the planning and the remembering each day. So when I go to sleep, I'm at peace. I go straight to sleep when I go to sleep at night because I feel like I've gotten out of my day what I needed from it. And I went and did some of the hard stuff. I keep my list of what needs to be paid, when it needs to be paid, and make sure that I check that when it's done. Then I have all the other things that I have to do because there are quite a few. We all have quite a few things to do, you know. We're overloaded, okay? Let me just say, many of us overloaded. Some not so much, but I make sure I use that and keep it with me so that I don't expect my mind to remember everything because it's just too much to do for one brain. So I use it as an external hard drive, I guess. I'll call myself an external hard drive.
And that's good. And that's good. And as you were talking in regards to time, in regards to love, I think also single people, you need to understand, like you said, boundaries, but also boundaries with all the stuff. Because sometimes we can fill our calendars and our schedules with so much stuff that we don't have time to spend time with anybody. And I actually shared that with someone. Someone wanted me to take on this huge role and responsibility as a chair of an organization. And I said, I'm sorry, if I do that, then I won't be able to date. So,
no, ma'am, that is not an option.
That I'm like, you know what?
Not enough.
I like dating. I like, so therefore I do not. And sometimes we have to make those tough decisions. So I'm glad you shared. And yes, you know, Dr. Love, yes, I got a plan or two.
I see you.
And it's important because when you were trying to juggle everything, trying to juggle a love life, but also your personal and your professional life, you need to kind of have that order. So thank you for sharing it.
Absolutely.
So now I would love for you to share about your books and how people can get a copy. And I know you probably have a couple of copies there that you can kind of share with people.
I certainly do, Janet. You know I do. Okay, so I wanted to start with the one you mentioned, which is It's My Time, Fall Wildly in Love. This is an Amazon best-selling book. And this is actually my chapter from a larger book. But this actually has a workshop in it that I usually do. I do this. It's called How to Make Love Come to You. And if you get this book and do everything in it that I suggest that you do, it's actually a workbook that you write in, you will find love coming into your life within 30 days.
Ooh.
It doesn't even take that long.
Wow.
It doesn't take that long at all. When you're in my workshop, I give you a money back guarantee. If you're not finding love in 30 days, I'll give you all your money back.
Wow.
Because it works. I'm just telling you, it does. Okay, so this is on Amazon. If you're interested, just look up Dr. Tori Love Griffin. Also on Amazon, you'll find my little book of wisdom. That's 52 lessons I've learned from living life. Pick a number between 1 and 52 and I can show you how it works. Go ahead.
My favorite number is 19.
Ooh, number 19 says this, Janet.
Uh-oh.
Concentrate on this for the next 7 days.
Okay.
Less is more. Subtle is truly strong. And timing is absolutely everything. Breathe that in.
Yes. And it's so perfect. I mean, 19 is my birth date. And less is more. You know, that's like my, wow. Okay. Thank you, Dr.
So for
Love.
7 days, you will find that you will be in exactly the right place at the right time, doing the right thing the right way with the right people, because timing is everything. I also have a copy of my the License to Date official manual for dating in the new millennium. This is a workshop I do when people are getting their license to date, and we go through all the activities. We go through the signs that you need to read. When people show you signs, you need to read and honor the signs. Okay. Whole conversation we'll have another time, but those are also available. Just you have to reach me to get those, but that's just a couple of the books that I have.
And your website again, Dr. Love?
LoveLivingLife.com. Everybody should. LoveLivingLife.com. Okay, I'm sorry. LoveLivingLife.com is my website. I also have some really great affirmations that'll help. I was going to add another thing about your love and preparing for love. Put your affirmations down. Speak things into existence. Tell yourself your truth. Tell your environment your truth. That also helps bring love closer to you because love is way out there on the horizon. Well, stop saying that. Love is here and it's all around me. All I have to do is open my eyes and see and experience and receive it. That's the kind of affirmation you want to say. And again, I can help you with that. I'm a coach, so I kind of love setting those up for people. So I can be reached at lovelivinglife.com and I am available. Dr. Tori Love on Instagram, Dr. Tori Love on Facebook, Dr. Tori Love on former Twitter. I'm available. I talk to people. I love it.
And of course, you know, I will have all of her links on the show page so you can contact her directly as well as a link to her book. Well, Dr. Love, this has been a fun conversation. Thank you so much for taking time out your schedule to be here.
Thank you, Janet. You are delightful. I love what you do. You help keep me organized and I probably should spend a little more time with you. But thank you so much for this conversation. I love love and I hope we find more people who are in love and recognizing it as the days go on.
And I do too. So, what was your takeaway from my conversation with Dr. Love? She gave us some really practical strategies that we can use to make room for love, but also to really appreciate the love that we already have. So, if you have a comment, a takeaway, please post it below, especially if you're listening in the link that was shared via social media. So, now let's move on to Taylor's Tip Time. And of course, this is where I'll be sharing some practical tips that will help you organize, get organized. This week, because we're talking about making room for love, these tips are going to hopefully help you make room in regards from the organizing perspective. Number one, as I shared with you, that question of the week was, when was the last time you deleted those voicemails or texts? Delete the texts. And the voicemails. Delete the text messages and the voicemail messages. I recently did that. And I'm okay. So, you know, and you'll get to a place. Number two, toss the cards and other memorabilia. You know, why are you holding on to stuff specifically if the relationship did not end well? Now, I understand, like in my case, that unfortunately the relationship ended because he passed away. But sometimes these relationships end horrible. So why are you holding on to stuff? Number three, clear out the closets and the drawers. Yes, I'm talking to you. Because one time I was working with someone, she had an engagement ring. Now, of course, they never got engaged. But not only that, he married somebody else. So why are you holding on to that stuff? See, I'm talking to you today. Number five, make room in your calendars. I repeat, make room in your calendars. One of the things, and I know I've shared this, is that I was asked to be the president of a board. President of a board. And I thought about it. Because I thought about all the time and the energy I would have to put into that. I didn't mind being, you know, a part of the, you know, a committee, the head of a committee, doing this, that, but I was like, I'm in a place in my life where I need to make room in my calendar, because a male friend years ago told me, he said, you know, Janet, if you would just slow down, somebody, he said, we would be able to date you. And I thought about that, and that's why I did that. So make room in your calendar. Don't have your calendar so full and busy that when somebody does come, you can't even find a space maybe 3 months from now. No, make room. And number five is the most important thing, is self-care. Put yourself at the top of the to-do list. You got to love yourself. Love being, you know, curled up on a sofa, watching a movie by yourself. So remember that. Excuse me. I apologize for that. So, one, delete the text messages and the voicemails. Two, toss the cards and other memorabilia. Three, clear out the closets and the drawers. Number four, make room in your calendar. And number five, put yourself on the top of the to-do list. So, now, I would love, again, to hear your feedback, especially if you enjoy listening to this podcast. And someone shared, she provides a lot of value to her listeners in a short period of time. Kayla, 1057, thank you so much for the feedback. So, are you ready to get your life organized? I'm asking you that question right now. We have virtual sessions are available, plus a limited on-site. Whether it's your paperwork, your schedule, or overall life, I'm here to help guide you on your journey to organization. Visit my website at janetmtaylor.com and schedule a complimentary 15-minute session. Take action now and start making progress today. And of course, this is the moment where I like to say thank you. Thank you for following me on social media and for your likes and your shares. Please continue to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest. And of course, I've got kitchen, bathroom, garage, and so much more. Because sometimes we got to clean out those areas because the things that people gave us are in those areas. And don't forget to check out my YouTube channel and subscribe and click the bell for reminders. And just let me get back. Sometimes we need to organize those areas because maybe we organize those specific areas to accommodate the person. Well, they're no longer in our life. So make room. Make room. That is what this episode is about. It's just making room all over your home, your space, and your life. If you're thinking of getting your life organized, don't get overwhelmed. Check out my Facebook group, Ladies Living Life Totally Organized. It's complimentary and it's women, supporting each other on the journey to living an organized life. It's free to join. Each week we continue the conversation started. I can't wait to get in the conversation about this week's episode about making room for love. So check it out. And I'm on that journey with you. I'm throwing out stuff. I'm like, look, I'm throwing out this. I'm throwing out that. Well, it is Toss It Tuesday time. So are you by the sink doing a little dance? Maybe push the coffee table aside. Or maybe you just dance around the coffee table. This Toss It Tuesday, it's time to toss the journals. And I'm talking the journals that really have nothing meaningful written in them. You know how we write stuff in journals, maybe to keep ourselves on track of projects or just their to-do list, etc. And they have no meaning. Toss them. And that's what I had, journals where I was just kind of keeping track of my daily, what I needed to do, my to-do list. I tossed those journals. So let's make room. This is about making room. Because even, you know, yes, you know, we want those romantic relationships, but sometimes when it comes to love, we need to just make room for just somebody to come over and just have some tea with us. You know, sit down and watch a movie. Have a friend visit. So now, I want to transition to my suggestions for this week. And of course, my app suggestion for this week is 365 Gratitude. And I suggested that because that's one of the things that Dr. Love has suggested. We need to be grateful for what we have. You know, because a lot of times people looked at me because I don't have children. And sometimes they would feel sorry for me. I'm thinking, granted, I didn't give birth to them, but I've got two godchildren who are now adults. They're in their 20s, you know. And I still connect with them. We still text each other. I still see them. So be grateful for what you have. So that's 365 Gratitude Daily Journal. My product suggestion for the week, and these are things from my Amazon shop How about let's organize our accessories? You know, those things that kind of make us look good, feel good. You know, the hats, the sunglasses, the scarves, maybe the jewelry. You know, it made me feel so wonderful when because I have a very narrow top drawer. And it was perfect for me to put some little velvet trays in and put my jewelry. Oh, it feels so good just to open up that drawer and just to see my collection. And my repurpose suggestion for this week is maybe text something that means a lot to you. For example, I took some old clip-on earrings and I actually decorated a frame with a picture of my mother because they were her earrings. I've seen people take an old wagon, turn it into something that they could put some childhood books in. So I would love for you to share it. And if you do, share it specifically on, maybe you do it on Instagram, maybe you do it on TikTok. Tag me at Jana the Organizer. And of course, my book suggestion for this week is from our guest. And it's Fall, Wildly in Love, It's My Time, Guru Goal Series paperback. And it is the breakthrough interactive program created by Dr. Tori Love Griffin that serves as a guide for people seeking stronger self-love, more abundance, and happier love relationships, more purposeful relationships, and an amplified love for life. Again, Fall Wildly in Love, the breakthrough interactive program created by Dr. Tori Love Griffin that serves as a guide for the people seeking stronger self-love, more abundant and healthier love connections, more purposeful relationships, and an amplified love for life. I think that's a book we all need. So there is a link in the show page so you can order it directly. And of course, my quote for this week is, let's all that we do be done in love. Repeat, let's all that we do be done in love. Sometimes it could be just simply walking down the street and smiling and saying good morning to people, or maybe opening the door for someone. You know, there's so many ways, but let all that we do be done in love. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in to this episode of Got Clutter, Get Organized. Please spread the word about this podcast to your loved ones and on social media followers. And of course, show your support by leaving a review. And of course, visit my website at www.janetmtaylor.com for more information. So I want you to have a clutter-free day as well as an organized week. And of course, I want to wish you a happy Valentine's Day. Organization is a quintessential element of a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to your organizing dilemmas. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized.